शांति शांति अंतःशून्यो बहिःशून्य शून्य कुंभ इवांबरे. दैट मीन्स इनसाइड इज शून्य वैक्यूम एम्प्टीनेस, आउटसाइड इज ऑल्सो एम्प्टीनेस वैक्यूम. लाइक अ वेसल केप्ट इन द स्पेस, इनसाइड इज एम्प्टी, आउटसाइड इज ऑल्सो एम्प्टी. शून्य कुंभ इवांबरे, अंबर मीन्स द आकाश इन द स्पेस, इट इज केप्ट. द कुंभ मीन्स द वेसल केप्ट इन द स्काई, आउटसाइड इज एम्प्टीनेस, इनसाइड ऑल्सो इज एम्प्टीनेस. देन द सेकेंड लाइन सेज अंतःपूर्णो बहिःपूर्णः पूर्ण कुंभ इवार्णवे. अगेन इट इज सेम एज सेइंग द इनसाइड इज फुल, आउटसाइड इज फुल, लाइक अ वेसल कुंभ केप्ट इनसाइड द ओशन, डीप इनसाइड द वाटर ऑफ द ओशन. आउटसाइड इज वाटर, इनसाइड इज वाटर, एवरीवेयर इट इज द वाटर. एक्चुअली हियर व्हेन वी आर सेइंग दैट कुंभ हैज अ डिलिनिएटेड फॉर्म देयर and which is different from the water or different from the space. But truly speaking, to imagine this, we have to think of the kumbha, which is also made of this consciousness. That is made of space when it is in space, made of water when it is in water. Then the analogy will be still better. Antashunyo bahishunyaha shunya kumbhayivambare antahpurno bahihpurnaha Purna Kumbhaivarnave. Like that, there is one verse in Varaha Upanishad. He says, Kim karomi kva gacchami kim grinhami tyajami kim yanmaya puritam vishvam mahakalpam bunayatha. Kim karomi kva gacchami kim grinhami tyajami kim यन्मया पूरितं विश्वं महाकल्पां बुना यथा. ही सेज किं करोमि, व्हाट शल आई डू, क्व गच्छामि, वेयर शल आई गो, किं गृह्णामि, व्हाट शल आई टेक और ग्रास्प, त्यजामि किं, व्हाट शल आई रिनाउंस. वी से दैट इन टेकिंग अप संन्यास वी रिनाउंस एवरीथिंग, बट फाइनली व्हाट कैन बी रिनाउंस्ड, नथिंग कैन बी रिनाउंस्ड. व्हाई? Yat maya puritam vishvam, when the whole universe is filled with me, mahakalpam bunayatha, like the ocean of mahakalpa, that the whole universe is filled with me and me alone. So that is the state. It is Varaha Upanishad, from Varaha Upanishad. Brihatcha tad divyam achintya rupam.
Brihatcha tad divyam achintya rupam.
Sukshmatcha tad sukshmataram vibhati.
Sukshmatcha tad sukshmataram vibhati.
Durat sudure tadihantike cha. पश्यत्स्विहैव निहितं गुहायां.
पश्यत्स्विहैव निहितं गुहायां.
नेक्स्ट वर्स. न चक्षुषा गृह्यते नापि वाचा.
न चक्षुषा गृह्यते नापि वाचा.
नान्यैर्देवैस्तपसा कर्मणा वा. ज्ञान प्रसादेन विशुद्ध सत्वः.
ज्ञान प्रसादेन विशुद्ध सत्वः.
ततस्तु तं पश्यते निष्कलं ध्यायमानः.
ततस्तु तं पश्यते निष्कलं ध्यायमानः.
न चक्षुषा गृह्यते नापि वाचा. नान्यैर्देवैस्तपसा कर्मणा वा.
नान्यैर्देवैस्तपसा कर्मणा वा.
ज्ञानप्रसादेन विशुद्धसत्त्वः.
ज्ञानप्रसादेन विशुद्धसत्त्वः.
ததஸ்துதம் பஷ்யதே நிஷ்கலம் த்யாயமானஹ. See, earlier he said that tapasa labhyaha. He said that satyena labhyas tapasa hi esha atma. Esha atma, esha atma, satyena tapasa samyajnanena brahmacharyena nityam brahmacharyena labhyaha. That means tapasa labhyaha. Here he is saying tapasa na labhyaha. Na chakshusha grihyate. It cannot be grasped by the eyes. Eyes means by any of the indriyas. Napi vacha, even by the words it cannot be expressed. We may say Satchidananda, but that is not the real term we can use for the truth. Sat, Chit, Ananda we say, meaning that it is not Asat, it is not Jada or it is Chit, it is Ananda means it is not Nirananda. We try to come closest to it by the word Satchidananda, but no word can express it because all the words are created by our mind, that they are all within the ken of duality. So they cannot express this transcendental reality. Na chakshusha grihyate napi vacha. Na annair devaihi tapasa karmanava. It cannot be expressed by annyaihi devai, any other deva. Now here you can interpret in two manners. One is that generally our all the senses are called devas. That is the power in our senses is the sukshma deva in them. They are all the adhishthana of a deva. It is the deva of vision, ears are the deva of sound, like that. They are all the, because they have got power. Actually the whole world we are seeing, we are perceiving, they are because of our indriyas only. Suppose we did not have the sense organs, the world would not have existed for us. The world, whatever infinite variety we are seeing, actually they are all made of these five sense perceptions only. We can make anything in the world, all these infinite variety can be made with the five sense perceptions we are having. Even whatever we cannot see, to infer them, we have to finally have the signal in terms of our sense perception. Suppose very small objects we are not able to see, the molecules we are not able to see, but the microscope has to give us finally some data which will be perceived by our senses. After the microscope we are seeing with the eyes. So that microscope is finally giving the data for our eyes. Similarly, suppose the electrons, protons, etc., we are not able to see them at all. They are only inferences. What we are seeing is that the track left by them. Suppose in the cloud chamber or so, if it is going this way, it is plus, it is positive charge. If it is going this way, it is negative charge. And if it is going straight, it is not charged. Like that we are saying electron, proton, neutron, like that. We are not seeing them. The only the track in the cloud chamber or wherever, we are seeing something else. So the whole world, the perceived world is actually a combination of our five sense perceptions. So they are the real devas who are creating the world for us, that we should not forget. The five indriyas are the devas who have created the entire universe for us. Whatever we are dealing with, our whole life, everything is depending on that. Or we can say that nanyair devaihi means by any other power also. That is, it cannot be grasped by the eyes or the indriyas. It cannot be expressed by the words. It cannot be known by any other power or any tapasa, any tapas also, any austerity also. By doing any austerity, we will not be able to. What does it mean? That tapas we do, that is only to remove our ignorance, remove our impurity. It is not showing us the truth. When the impurities are gone, we come to know that, oh, it has been there, it was there, it will be there. So far, I have not been able to know because of my impurity. So, karmanava, any karma you do, Karmana means all under the causality. In causal, within the causal world, whatever we may do, it is not going to reveal the truth at all. So, by doing puja, homa, yaga, etc., as a result of that, we will not have the truth. But all these are done to discipline our personality, to purify, to transform our personality, so that all the hold of the duality and multiplicity, they are removed and the truth becomes revealed. That is the idea. That is why he is saying, jnana prasadena vishuddha sattvaha tatastutam pasyate nishkalam dhyayamanaha. Then how it is to be seen? Is it not to be known? Then how it is to be known? Jnana prasadena. It has to come out of the placidity had through the pursuit of knowledge, jnana. Jnana prasadena. How the jnana will come? Vishuddha sattvaha. Sattva means of which we are made, our being. When the being becomes absolutely pure, vishuddha sattvaha, when the being gets purified. See this sattva. Sattva, rajas, tamas is there. It is not that sattva. Vishuddha sattva is, say, when we are purifying the tamoguna and rajoguna by cultivating more and more sattva guna. But that sattva guna also has bondage. Sukha sangena badnati jnana sangena chanaga, Bhagavad Gita says. That sattva guna bind us by its sattva sukha and sattvika knowledge. That also creates bondage. When we winnowed that bondage also, we remove that bondage, we get beyond that bondage, we get liberated from that bondage also, then only we attain the Vishuddha Sattva state or the purity where there is no desire, no impurity at all. So that purification of our sattva, of our being, of the elements of our being, as I said earlier, dhatu prasada, it's the same thing. Jnana prasadena, by the prasada of knowledge, by the placidity of knowledge, we get purified. Tatastutam pasyate nishkalam dhyayamanaha. Then he sees that nishkalam dhyayamanaha. That nishkalam means there is no parts at all. There is no form at all. That uniform transcendental truth they see dhyayamanaha as if in meditation. That the meditative mind, he sees this partless, nishkalam means partless truth.
Na chakshusha grihyate na pivacha.
Na chakshusha grihyate na pivacha.
Nanyair devai stapasa karmana va. Jnana prasadena vishuddha sattvaha.
Jnana prasadena vishuddha sattvaha.
Tatastutam pasyate nishkalam dhyayamanaha.
Tatastutam pasyate nishkalam dhyayamanaha.
We should not forget the link that we started with, Shaunaka's question. That we should never forget. The whole Mundaka Upanishad is based on that. What was that? Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati iti. He asked Angiras that by knowing what, everything will become known. And in reply to that, Angiras had pointed out that there are two kinds of knowledge, dve vidye veditavye, of which in the first kind, that is the aparavidya or the inferior kind, he had included everything, all the Vedas, Vedangas, everything was included there. So what was left? He said, atha para yaya tadaksharam adhigamyate. That supreme vidya, the supreme knowledge is, yaya tadaksharam adhigamyate, by which the unchanging, undecaying immortality is attained. So there it is not by learning anything you can get. In the inferior kind, you have to learn all the Vedas, everything, the Upanishads, everything. But when it comes to the supreme knowledge, it is a question of actualizing the knowledge, by which the knowledge is actualized, by which the supreme truth, the unchanging reality is actualized. That point we should never forget. The whole sadhana is based on that. Now after that, in this chapter when we started, we should not forget that also. We started with the illustration of the two birds. And the lower bird, which was always covered with the objects around, with the fruits, enjoying the fruits, some bitter, some sweet, etc. That bird, when he saw the upper bird, the higher bird, which is his own real identity, then he became freed of all grief. Jushtam yada pashyati, the second verse of this chapter, samane vrikshe purusho nimagnaha anishaya shochati muhyamanaha jushtam yada pashyatyanyamisham asya mahimanamiti vita shokaha. That lower bird, when he discovered the higher bird, the glory of the higher bird, the speciality of the higher bird, how he is worshipped by everybody, where lies his greatness, he is never getting affected by anything around, then he also became vita shokaha, he became freed of grief. Now whatever we are studying now, they are all how to get identified with the higher bird. That is what we are discussing here. This is the sadhana. Now where are the obstacles in this identification? Those we have to learn. So here earlier he said that satyena labhyastapasa yesha atma samyajnanena brahmacharyena nityam. So these are the sadhanas he had spoken of. Now here he is saying that na chakshusha grihyate napi vacha nanyair devai tapasa karmanava. There he said tapasa, it has to be obtained. Here he is saying it cannot be attained by tapasa, by tapas, by austerity. So we have to understand where lies the truth, because they are apparently contradictory. By tapas, whenever we are speaking about austerity, there can be, as I discussed, there can be various kinds of austerity. We have to be careful that what we are aiming at. If we are aiming at knowledge, then naturally the austerity has to be in the form of knowledge. That means why the true identity we are not able to actualize, where comes the difficulty? Because of our ignorance, because of our ragadvesha, because of our the feeling of reality with the gross universe, of so much of clinging to the gross likes and dislikes, that we are not able to get rid of it. So how they have to be treated? So the entire knowledge pursuit is to treat the ignorance. That we have to be very attentive and very careful how these ignorances are treated. So the tapas will have to be such, it has to be a jnana tapas which will remove the ajnana. When jnana removes the ajnana, the truth will shine by itself, it is self-effulgent. So for the truth actually we don't have to do anything. It is like seeing the bottom of a water body. As long as the water is disturbed and it is dirty, it is turbid, you will not be able to see the bottom. So what we have to do to see the bottom is to make the water steady and also to clean it up, to remove all its dirt, all its filth, everything. When the water becomes clear and still, then the bottom becomes visible. Not that you have created the bottom, the whatever was there in the bottom that was there earlier, that is there, the same thing is there. No change has taken place in the bottom, in the bottom level. What we have done is only we have clarified the water, we have only purified the water and made it still, by that it becomes visible. Like that, by all this knowledge pursuit, what we do is clearing up this water, the clearing up our mind, intelligence, emotion, our being. What we do, the whole change is taking place in our being, not in the soul, not in the truth, not in the consciousness at all. So the whole pursuit is this cleaning up pursuit. Now the tapas also, the austerity will, the jnana tapas has to be the austerity which will remove the ajnana. So it is not to be attained by tapasa. It means that it is not as a result of the tapas that something is created. It is not like that. Similarly, they said karmanava, that is, it cannot be attained by any karma. Now, karma means there is a causality, there is a sequence. Karma means there is cause and effect. Whenever by karma some effect is produced, it means that it was not there earlier. It is a something new creation. Suppose we make a paper with the paper pulp. So, the paper was not there earlier, it was a pulp. Now, after we have made it into a paper, the pulp has died and the paper is born. So, something new has born, has been created. So, that is the effect of karma. But here, in this discovery of the self or in the acquiring of the knowledge, attaining the knowledge, there is no such karma involved which will change anything in us. The karma will change our mind, intelligence, emotional complex, that aggregate, that can be changed. That is why Shankaracharya says,
Chittasya Shuddhaye Karma Natu Vastupa Labdhaye Vastu Siddhir Vicharena Nakinchit Karma Koti Vihi. He says that all the karmas we perform, be it in the form of yaga, jajna, or puja, or some rituals, or whatever we pursue in terms of even reading, studying also, all these karmas, they are only meant to purify our mind. Chittasya shuddhaye karma natu vastu upalabdhaye. It is not for realizing the truth. The realization of the truth comes from vichara. Vastu siddhir vicharena. It comes only through vichara. Na kinchit karma koti bhihi. Even crores of karma, if we do hundreds of yagas, if we perform so many rituals, so many pujas every day we do and all, that is not going to give us the knowledge. The realization of the truth has to come through vichara. Because what is that vichara? That is the jnana sadhana. Why vichara? Constantly we go on cleansing our mind, intelligence, etc., which is completely saturated with the fragmented ideas of the world. So that cleansing is necessary through the vichara. In Yoga Vasishta, Vasishta Deva says that vichara tikshnatametya dhihi pasyati parampadam dirgha samsara rogasya vicharohi mahoshadam. He said by this constant vichara, what is vichara? It is always analyzing, thinking, ruminating over what is permanent, what is impermanent, what is the truth. The shastras are saying that my real identity, Atma, it is never affected, it is never changing, nothing is happening to it, never anything, any change comes to it at all. But at the same time, I feel that in dukkha I am affected, in sukha I am elated. Then what is this Atma the shastras are talking about? What is this Atma my guru is talking about? There is a difference, I am not able to understand. Where lies the difference? Why am I getting affected by this? What is the real identity then? Constantly thinking and introspecting. We call it introspection. That is, vichara means introspection. By that, what happens is that vichara tikshnatametya dhihi pasyati parampadam. Our intelligence, our understanding, that undergoes a fundamental change. So, it is initially with the effortful vichara that these changes are brought about. But finally, the truth shines effortlessly in that intelligence. Dirgha samsara rogasya vicharohi mahaushadham. That this, our worldliness, the roga, the disease called worldliness, which is anadi, which is continuing forever, right from the beginning of creation. So, this disease called worldliness, only vichara is the great medicine for that.